We were very lucky to get a point now, because all credits to Huddersfield. We knew it was going to be a very difficult second half when you play against 10 men, and then you need to keep passing the ball, move the ball around so they get tired. And you know, first 15, 20 minutes, they still have the legs to attack you, and then we were not strong enough, I think, with the goal. And then, okay, they score a goal, and then you know it's going to be very, very hard. And then we kept on taking the wrong decisions, and then at the end, I said we're going to put Andre Baiki as a striker because he's very strong with the head. Okay, he flicks the ball and Igor taps it in. But to be honest, I think the way they defended and they did everything, I think Huddersfield, all credits to them, and I think they deserve to win today.
After three victories at home, was today always likely to be a big test for you?
Yeah, because it was the first time we were 1-0 down, and then you saw that we were not used to it, and then the players start taking own decisions, and that were, to be honest, the wrong decision. So they need to trust us that at the end we can still make a decision by putting a good header up front and try to play then from the second ball and the long ball. But they were always playing through the channel, and yeah, we didn't have a chance there, and that's why even with against 10 second half we didn't create a lot of opportunities. Very lucky we get the late equaliser.
How relieved were you when the board went up showing 5 minutes?
I thought, to be honest, that today I said to my staff, like, I don't think we ever going to score a goal today, because everything was like going wrong. And then, okay, my players proved me wrong, and to their credit, they kept on fighting and get everything, putting everything in it to get a result at the end. But if you see the previous four games, I think this was worst game. And but again, if you can get a point away from home, then you need to be happy, forget about it, and we go on.
You're still unbeaten. What did you learn about the team today?
That we were nervous second half. We were not used to play against 10 men who were like defending with everything they got, and that we didn't pass the ball quick enough, what we did in previous games. But okay, at the end they proved me wrong because they scored the equaliser, but I was not so happy with the way we played, especially second half. But again, the game is finished, we get a point, remain unbeaten, and we continue working. Because after today we saw that we still need to progress and have a lot of work.
Just sum up for me, how have you enjoyed your time so far as head coach at Charlton Athletic?
Today until the 90th minute a little bit less, but then with the late equaliser we were very happy. But I'm enjoying it. If you see, this is a country where football is massive and alive, and also today I'm very glad again that you can give a late equaliser to the fans who travelled like more than 4 hours. So I'm enjoying it, but we need to stay with the feet on the ground and work hard.